Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
What are the recent projects that you're working on?
On Friday, the Walt Disney Community College Road Trip from Martin Lawrence and Raven is coming out, and I have a little part in that exciting. And at the end of this month, I go back and I start the Sweet Life spinoff called The Sweet Life on Deck, so I'm really excited to do that.
Can you tell us the premise for College Road Trip and about your character?
Well, the premise of College Road Trip is about a girl who's Raven, who's just, you know, ready to go off to college, but her dad is having a hard time letting her go. And my character, me and Margot Hushman, we play our best friends, and, you know, it's the time of our lives where, you know, we're excited. This is when we kind of get to grow up a little, and so we have this whole perfect college road trip planned. And, of course, our overprotective father, played by Martin Lawrence, halts our wonderful plans because he doesn't want her to go to any school except the one that he chose for her. So it's this whole trials and tribulations of, you know, learning how to grow up and still respect your parents. And so along the way, my character and Margot, we surprise her a couple times, and it's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Well, what made you want to be a part of the film?
You know, I've always wanted to work with Raven. I'd worked next door to her for 3 years when she shot her show, We Were on the Sweet Life. And I'd done a little partner show like a while ago, but I never got to work with her like on a large scale. So when this part came up, I was so excited. And then to work with Martin Lawrence, it was such a dream because I'm such a big fan of his. He's so talented and so funny. Working with them, I mean, I couldn't stop laughing just because they were so funny. You never knew what was going to come out of their mouths. I felt so honored just to be there because there's just such amazing talent.
Was there instant cast chemistry when you all came together? Did it take a little time to develop?
Oh, my goodness. Between Margot, Raven, and I, like, when we got into that little car, because it was literally like a road trip for us. We were in that car for so many hours. The moment we got into that car, it's just, like, reminiscing. It was like, we're such girls. Like, people had to tell us to stop talking and start working because we were just having such a good time. And we were just, the stories, talking about fashion, clothes, boys, like anything. It was literally three teenage girls. It was a lot of fun.
Why will viewers want to take their time to check out and see College Road Trip?
If you really just want to have a good time, go watch College Road Trip. It's a great movie because kids of all ages can watch it, from 4 to 24. It's just a really fun movie, and we had a really good time doing it, so hopefully the audience will see that.
The Sweet Life is switching from a hotel to a boat with The Sweet Life on Deck. Why is the move?
It's the twins in London. They actually have to enroll in a semester at sea. So they are just, it's going to be really, really fun because it's the first time that we're going to be traveling, going to different ports, meaning different cultures, different sets. The opportunities are the opportunities are endless, especially with them going, you know, out to sea. It's going to be really fun to see all these different characters in a whole new environment. There's going to be some old characters, some new. I personally don't even know a lot about the show yet. I haven't even seen anything. I've just kind of heard what everyone's heard. So I'm just going to be as surprised as you guys are going
to
be.
You have great comedic timing. Is it something that comes natural to you, or is it something that you've worked at?
Honestly, it's because of the people that I've worked with. Between Kim and Phil and Ashley, the twins, like, we've all really helped each other grow. I mean, for me, before I'd done The Sweet Life, I'd never really done any sort of sitcom or any sort of, like, big comedy, so I was so scared out of my mind. But as with anything else, if you just put hard work into it and you just keep your mind really open, I mean, truly, you can learn anything. And I had such a wonderful cast, a wonderful crew who really helped and guided me, and I really thank our writers and everyone because, people always say, oh my goodness, your characters are great. I was like, I only do a little part of it. It's everyone around me as well.
When the show first began, did you expect it to be such a hit?
We always talk about this, that it was so funny because when the show first came out and people started coming up and saying, oh, we love the show, and we got recognized, it was the weirdest thing because we were shooting and we put so much hard work into what we did. We almost didn't care if people liked it or not. And then people started coming up and saying they liked it. We're like, oh my God, you actually watch it? It's like, we didn't even care. And it was so nice that they understood and they felt how much fun we had and that they enjoyed the work we put out.
Why do you think viewers keep tuning in to see the show?
I think it's a fun show. And as with anything on Disney Channel, people and kids from all ages can watch. Parents can know that their kids can turn on Disney Channel anytime and know that they're watching something that's appropriate, that's not going to be, you know, something that's to make you feel uncomfortable or anything like that. And that's the reason I love working for Disney, is because I have brothers and cousins and younger siblings who I want them to be able to watch my work and have a good time and not worry about it. So I love the message that's put out.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you and your work?
Oh my goodness, I can't thank you guys enough, and I really hope that you guys can understand how much fun that we have. I hope that you get a little bit of fun too, and you can just escape reality for a little bit when you watch our show or a movie or anything that we do. We really do it for you guys, so I hope you guys enjoy it.